Hello, I'm Kemp Haar, publisher of Floor Focus magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're standing in the Crossful booth on the upper floor of the show, and I'm standing here with Frank Douglas. And Frank at Crossful is the Vice President of Business Development. How you doing, Frank?
Doing good. We're having a great show. Thank you, Kemp.
Oh, you are. That's fantastic. Let me ask you, just for those people that may not be familiar with Crossful, can you give us just a little feel for about the company?
Yeah, we're based in Crossvill, Tennessee. We're the largest domestic producer of porcelain tiles. We celebrated our 20th anniversary a couple of years ago, so we've been around for 22 years and remain the largest producer of porcelains in America.
I'm obviously no stranger to your company, and I've got to tell you that we're always impressed with the look that you come out with. I mean, yes, it's porcelain tile, but I mean, with the things you're able to do with porcelain tile, tell us a little bit. I mean, you can make it look like stone, many different surfaces, can't you?
Right. We're very proud of our versatility. We've got a lot of different looks. We're featuring a new line this for surfaces that was designed by Robert A.M. Stern, prominent New York architect who's also Dean of Architecture at Yale University, and just getting a great response to it. It's a very broad line of multiple colors and patterns and sizes, so we're off to a good start with it.
And what do you call on that line?
It's called the Building Blocks line by Robert A.M. Stern.
Okay. And I know in the past you've also worked with some of the design people at Brentley Penn Street, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We're showcasing another line that we call Color Blocks 2 that coordinates very nicely with some of the Brentley Penn Street carpets.
And while we all realize that Surfaces is really a residential show, and Crossville's business, I think a majority or at least a large percentage of your business is in the commercial market, why do you come to Surfaces?
Well, we come to Surfaces to support our dealer network. We actually have more than 2,100 displays around the country. While we are predominantly known as a contractor commercial company, we do have a broad array of residential, high-end residential materials. And fortunately, in the current economic downturn, that portion of the market is just not suffering the way the tract home builder is. So we're still enjoying some good success with that.
We're hearing the same thing, that there is in the upper end of the market, there's almost recession-proof, isn't it?
Well, we'd like to hope so.
Well, you know, one of the things that, we do track your company in our annual report, and every year over year over year, you've consistently been growing the business. What's the secret to be able to grow the business like that?
Well, we're very focused on what we do. We are very loyal to our customer base, and we'd like to think that we're the leader in American design. So we try to continue to outdo ourselves every year.
You know, I saw you when I was at Greenbuild back in Chicago last fall. I saw you were there, and you had a message. You even have an environmental message, don't you?
Yes, we do. We'd really like to say that we were green before green was cool. Throughout our company, we're very sensitive to the environment. We discharge water cleaner back to the city than it was when it came in. And we are one of the few companies to have a third-party certification on recycled material, and we're very proud of that.
All right, Frank, I really appreciate you spending time with our viewers today, and we've got another day of the show left, so
yes.
Good luck with that. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Frank Douglas, and we're in the Crossville tile booth upstairs of the Surfaces in 2008, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.